Stringent gun control fails as terror suspect fatally shoots two, wounds others in Strasbourg. By A.W.R. Hawkins on December 12, 2018. The terrorist who opened fire in Strasbourg killed two, wounded numerous others, and proved once again that even the most stringent gun controls cannot stop a determined attacker. However, those controls can keep law-abiding citizens from having the ability to defend themselves when an attacker strikes. Breitbart News reported that the terror suspect, Sharif C., yelled Allahu Akbar during the attack. And French broadcaster BFM TV reported that the 29-year-old suspect, who was born in Strasbourg, has had a total of 27 prior criminal convictions, including ones for violent robbery. There is presently no clear reporting on the gun or guns that were used in the attack. France 24 reports that it was a handgun and The Guardian reports that it was an automatic rifle. Either way, between France's various bans on whole categories of firearms and the in-depth background check process to own the few types of guns that one can legally possess, it is hard to imagine someone with 27 convictions legally acquiring a firearm. For example, a review of French gun laws, 2012, shows that ownership of fully automatic firearms is prohibited for civilians, so if the gun he possesses was automatic, it was illegal, period. And if the weapon was a semi-automatic, it should be noted that to legally acquire such a weapon, a person has to have an active shooting club membership, go to the range at least 3 times a year, and see a doctor every year, having the doctor declare them physically and mentally capable of owning a firearm. Additionally, they have to fill out paperwork and undergo a criminal background check, including third-party references as well. The University of Sydney's Gun Policy Centre describes France's gun control as restrictive, yet that did not prevent the Strasbourg shooting from taking place. The very same laws failed to prevent the November 13, 2015 attack in which 130 were shot and killed, in the January 7, 2015 Charlie Hebdo attack where 12 were shot and killed. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News, the host of the Breitbart podcast Bullets with A.W.R. Hawkins, and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @Hawkins. Reach him directly at @Hawkins@Breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange.